Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2-2, and we continue to discuss Harchakas Nazikin, distancing dangerous things that's on your property so you shouldn't hurt your neighbor. Here we start talking about fires. Lo Yamid Adam Tanur B'socha Bayis. A person may not establish a tanur. Tanur is like an oven, but remember the ovens there were like wood-burning ovens with an open like fire. Eleim Ken Yesh Al Gabav Gavoa Arba Amos. Unless there is a clearance above the oven, the tanur, the stove, we're going to translate that, of 4 amos, so 6-7 feet of airspace before the ceiling, so the ceiling shouldn't catch fire. That's true even if someone's living on the next floor up, because the point is that if this house would catch on fire, then the neighboring houses were in jeopardy as well. And therefore, the point of the mission is, if a person would do that, so then the neighbors could object, they could bring it to basin and force him to remove that that tanur from his house. Hayama Mido Ba'aliya. If the tanur was established on the second story, like in the second story of resident, so then tzarech shehei tachtav ma'aziv ha'shlosha tfachim. Then, in addition to having 4 amos of clearance above it, it needs to have 3 tfachim, call that like 11 inches, 30 centimeters, of ma'aziva is plaster in the floor beneath it. Because the point is otherwise that the beams that are supporting that second story are made of wood, and they'll catch on fire from the heat coming out of that tanur. Ubakira, if we're talking about a kira, which is like a stove, it's less hot than a tanur, then tefach, then you need just a tefach, 1 tefach, 4 inches, call it, of plaster beneath on that second floor to protect the wood because it doesn't get as hot. Now, those are the codes for how one has to build in terms of compliance, but vimhizik, if one followed the rules and yet a fire broke out in his home and caused damage to someone else's home, Mishalem Mashahizik, he still has to pay. Even though he built according to code, but he has to be responsible for his damage he caused, and therefore he has to pay. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, Lo Amru Kol HaShiurin Ha'elu Ele She'im Hizik Patim Melishalem. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the purpose of this code, of saying how much space you need to have in terms of airspace and plaster and so on, is to tell you that's what a person's responsibility is, and if he follows the code and still a fire breaks out, so that could be considered an onus, circumstance beyond his control because he acted responsibly, therefore he should be exempt from having to pay. The din is like Tanakama, so if one follows the code but causes damage, he's still liable. Worth noting that back in Bava Kamma, we said if one burns a fire outside his house, he has to give certain distances, if like he's bringing trash, say, and if he follows the requisite spacing, so then according to pretty much everyone, the din is that, and the halach is that he is exempt because it was circumstances beyond his control, his potter. So the question would be, so what's the difference over here? Why over here are you liable if you follow code? In the other case in the Mishnah, you're exempt. The one answer is that here, this is an ongoing situation, right? You have a fire burning every day in your house, so it's like much more likely to cause trouble, and therefore you have to be extra wary. Whereas like the occasional burning out in the field, it's a less frequent event. It's just an occasional fire to whatever it is, to do what has been a one-off, and therefore the standards are much, much lower.